Okay, I don't know if you were listening to the Hardline yesterday, but Big Dumb Danny Bayless told a really, really funny story about, as he calls it on Twitter, his precision tactical assassination of a rat in his house.
I heard the segment before, and they were going right into it, and I missed the segment.
It was hilarious. It was a really, really great story told by Danny and a really fun segment. Well, it got me thinking about ticket employees versus wildlife. And I also was thinking about this yesterday because I was telling a friend of mine a story of, this happened about 2 weeks ago. I opened my front door and there was a little chihuahua sitting there looking up at me. And you know,
did you kill it?
No, but those dogs are spooked easily and they're extremely nervous and they're real barky. Well, this little chihuahua just sat there.
Junior, can you help me find owner?
So didn't have a collar on, anything like that. So eventually took it to the vet. It was chipped and found out that it belonged to a woman about a block over. And she had just gotten the dog and it had escaped. And so returned it to the rightful owner. Well, Danny's story and my story got me thinking of three great Gordo stories. And I've told, I've told the dog story for sure. And I've told one of the bird stories to friends in the last 48 hours, and everybody loves these stories. So I thought we'd spend the morning mess around here.
Yay.
Getting Gordo to tell us, hopefully all three of these stories. But I want definitely you to tell us, first of all, the story.
Mixing the prostate exam story, too.
The story of when you were driving through the neighborhood and you spotted a stray dog.
Okay, so that is not, you're mixing two of them here. The stray dog story was actually when I was on a walk in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And I was walking on the sidewalk, and here comes this little fluffy dog, you know, one of these short-legged dogs that had way too much hair, looked like it couldn't see out of its, through its own eyes because of the hair hanging down, right? And I look, and the dog, it had a collar, but it had no tag on it, but it looked lost.
Rough.
And so I'm looking around to see if I see any owner that's around there that maybe the dog had just gotten free of and it had wandered up ahead of the owner. No, couldn't find anyone. So I'm like, well, I can't just leave this dog, you know, cars are zooming by. I can't leave this little guy out here. He's right here on the parkway, you know, between the sidewalk and the street. I've got to take care of this dog. So I took the dog home to my place, which was a couple blocks away. Actually, it was on the same street, but a couple blocks away. And I put the dog in my yard. I eventually take the dog inside, you know, when it got to be nighttime. I make up signs, take pictures, you know, do all the intricate work of being a responsible citizen. And I put up these posters all over the neighborhood the next day and didn't get a call. So here it is. It's like the second day. And finally I get a call saying, you know, hey, I think you have my dog. And he goes by the name Ranger, I think it was. So I go and I check with Ranger to make sure this person's story checks out.
Yeah, that's him. That's my Oda.
Hey, Ranger, come here. Ranger comes right up to me. I'm like, oh, okay, this is the person. Call the person back. Hey, give me your address, and I'll bring the dog to you. So I take the dog to the address. Here we are on day three of this. Take the dog to the address, and I walk up to the house, and I start noticing, boy, this house is familiar. It's the very house that I got the dog out in front of. And I walk up, and the woman says, oh, thank you so much for bringing Ranger back. I don't know what happened. I opened the door and let him out to go to the bathroom. And I turned around, and 20 seconds later, he was gone.
I let him out every day, and he never runs away.
Right. Figure walking away from my
house. I basically dog-napped him from his own house. That whole ordeal.
And then didn't you lie and say, yeah, I found him a couple blocks over.
Oh, yeah. I found him out in the middle of Northwest Highway, man. He was in the median. I had to make it more dramatic.
That is one of my favorite all-time stories.
Confess to taking him from his own house 10 seconds after he was let outside.
The dog was probably wondering, What's going on? I'm just riding here in my backyard. Who's this guy? What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the dog didn't resist you?
No. No.
That's so funny.
Dogs don't care.
So that was story number one. The one that you had it to where I was coming home from work and had gotten this dog. No, going home from work was one time where I was taking a left. It was one of these kind of gradual lefts, and I noticed that on the street right in front of me is a grackle. Now, grackles are horrible birds, and they're so bad when they congregate, you know, and they get to an intersection, and then there's like 1,000 of them. They're all doing that squeaky hinge, rusty gate sound that they make. Anyway, so I'm driving home, and I notice there's a female grackle in the road. Now, female grackles are kind of more brownish. And the male grackles are bigger, and they're that solid black color. So I see the female grackle in the road there, and it's like right in my direct line of driving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Birds always get out of the way, though, right? So I'm driving towards it, not thinking anything of it. This bird's going to fly away. And sure enough, when my car gets right up to it, the female grackle starts to fly away. Well, the problem is it was mating season for grackles, I guess, because a male grackle comes swooping down from my right, and he's flying down to score with this female grackle. Well, she's flying away. He's focused in on getting him some enjoyment.
Vent, right.
Yeah, he's wanting some event.
Mm-hmm.
And so some vent, as you called it. And he flies right in front of the car. He's not paying attention to the car. She is. She flies away. As he's flying down, and he flies right in front of my car, lands on the street right where she had just abdicated that position, and my car rolls over him.
Mm.
And it was a partial rollover, but it was a serious one. I look in my rearview mirror, and I see this thing on the street struggling, right? I've just hit it. And it's struggling. And so I hit the brakes, and I'm like thinking, okay, it sucks. It always sucks to hurt an animal, even if it's a damn grackle. But I'm like, I can't leave the thing sitting there suffering. You know, I don't know. This thing may take 45 minutes to die in pain, and that's just, it's horrible.
Luckily, you have your shotgun with you.
I don't have my shotgun with me. The only thing I have is my car.
Another lethal weapon.
Another lethal weapon. And I figured that's going to be the least, you know, messy way of... I can't get out and billy club the thing. So I put it in reverse, and I back up over the grackle with a sickening crunch. So disturbing. But at least the thing's not suffering, right?
Right.
So I end its suffering, and so I then put it in drive, and then I take off. And right as I put it in drive and start driving off, I look to my right, and there standing on the sidewalk is a woman and about her 6 or 7 year old daughter watching all this with jaws open.
Wondering who is this maniac that keeps running over this bird back and forth.
I'm praying that they don't, you know, they're not ticket fans and they witness this. And the wife knows what I look like and goes home and tells her husband, you know that sports radio station you listen to all the time?
You need to quit listening.
I watched a guy from that station run and almost directly target. I mean, he didn't veer his car at all, hits this grackle, then locks him up, and I see him idling for a while. Then I see the reverse lights, and he comes and runs over it again.
What kind of
sadistic
SOB. Is that guy?
It wasn't enough that he hit it the first time. He had to go ahead and... So that disturbed me to no end.
And little Susie was with me, and she saw it,
right.
And she's scarred now.
Explain life and death to her little kid. And gosh, such bad luck.
Oh, God, that's great. And then there was one more where you shot a bird point blank with a BB gun, right? And your neighbor saw you?
No, there was... This was a starling. Once again, another undesirable bird.
Right.
But I would run bird feeders in my backyard. And you want to keep starlings and grackles out of there, right? You're trying to attract decent birds, you know, that you can watch and all that. And I was had my little checklist of all the little birds that I would see come into my yard anyway. But these starlings, once they start hitting it, they ward away all these other birds. So I try to keep them off of it. So I go out and I get me a BB gun with the lowest feet per second I can get. Right. I'm just trying to wing these birds, you know, and scare them off. And the grackles, getting them off the bird feeder was easy. You'd hit them with the BB and they'd fly away. Well, starlings aren't quite as hardy of a bird, come to find out. And I hit this starling that was on the bird feeder, and it just falls flat up onto the bird feeder, and its legs are going, and it's like, what the? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, I've seriously injured that bird. Once again, my theory of you don't let a sentient being suffer for long if it's going to die, if it's struggling. So I go out there, and I'm like, oh, dang, I'm looking at the bird. Its beak is open. Its eyes are looking at me with its yellow demon eyes. Oh. It's got its beak open, and here's this, you know, kind of ace of spades looking tongue clucking out. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to put this thing out of its misery.
Trying to get some water.
So I don't have any weapon handy, except there was some brickwork that had been done recently, and there's a brick over there.
Oh, no.
And so I have to go Sopranos style on this bird right up under my feeder. And I was living at a place at the time that was on a corner, and it didn't have any back fence or anything. So people that were walking by on that side street could always walk by and see. And there were a few people around there, and I was wary of the whole grackle incident earlier, and I didn't want to be seen, but I didn't want to leave this thing suffering for too long, so I'm having to club to death this starling
with a brick
up under a bird feeder. So once again, it looks like I'm now luring these birds to their deaths, then to only do it in the most violent way afterwards.
Yeah, if someone did watch from like
someone did watch by, it's like, God, what
he drops the bird and then just
drops
goes
the bird and runs out there and then grabs a brick and starts beating on it. This is so bad. And they're so traumatic. You make me relive them, and then they stay with me all day.
But in all three cases, you were trying to do the right thing.
Trying to do the right thing.
It just didn't look like it to your neighbors.
There was the other baby bird story, which was I had a relative's dog that I was looking after, and it had gotten after a baby bird in the backyard, little bitty thing, and it had gnarled it up, and this little baby bird was struggling. And no one witnessed this one, thank goodness, but for some reason I was stupid enough to tell it on the air once. And so there's the baby bird struggling, and I was wary of the whole brick thing earlier, so I wanted to make sure I did it a little bit better. So I rooted around the garage and got a hatchet.
Oh, my gosh. The executioner.
You know? Yeah, I was trying to, you know, quickly guillotine this thing that was suffering. That one really stays with me, because there you got the baby bird and you got the guillotine.
All right. One story, okay. Two, I can even give you a pass on. But now we have three stories.
Three.
Where you have violently put a bird.
Yeah, you're a bird killer.
Supposedly out of its misery. But man, hatchet, brick, and car.
You're a serial bird killer.
Okay, but the question is, did I do the wrong thing?
No, you did the right thing. It just didn't look like it.
Well, how many people actually do it that way? How many people actually...
Most don't. Most just
most
go,
walk
oh,
away and yes. say, look, it's suffering, but
not my deal.
Well, it's
yeah.
a bird.
Although, in each case, you initiated the suffering, but with
well,
the BB gun and...
That male grackle, I have no evidence that he was married to that female grackle, so
he was committing Harry Carey.
Yeah, he was doing something... It was in the commission of a crime that I actually caught him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for telling those stories.
You.
I love those
thank
stories.
Thank you for knowing that.